Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Happy Monday, one and all, and welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here, and we're ready to rock and roll for a brand new week, counting down to Christmas. Busy program today. John Hinderacher will be here from the Center of the American Experiment. Cass County Sheriff Jesse Johnner will be here. They had a bomb scare over the weekend. We're going to talk with the folks from Kilbourn Group about investment opportunities. And Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, will be here to talk about how the holiday forecast looks. And he's suggesting there will be upper Midwest significant impacts. Was that the term you used, Kev?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So travel-wise, Christmas.
So we'll find out more about that coming up on the program we call What's On Your Mind. I'm a little ticked at Fox News today. I'm just stuck in my craw last hour, top of the hour news on Fox News. Their lead story was quoting Adam Schiff. Of course, it's about January 6th. So, you know, they're on the Liz Cheney bandwagon. And breathlessly reporting January 6th and another hearing coming up. But and do you know who they used for the clip of the story about January 6th on Fox News? ABC. It's like if your lead story is something you didn't even report and you've got to use another network and it's about Trump, maybe bury it.
Really?
Maybe put it last. Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Fox seems to be going a little bit. Well, we've had this conversation before on the program, and there was a time when I think shortly after January 6th, their favorite mantra was the death march to the Capitol. The death march.
Yeah,
yeah. You were there. Were you part of the death march, Kevin?
I was going up Constitution, but we were, I guess, death marching up Constitution, trying to find a
death marching to find some food
And a toilet. Yes, yeah, that was right. That was our mission. Because the 30 person per porta potty that they had down at the event down there was a little long. Little did we know the entire city was boarded up because of COVID. Yeah. So, but. Yeah, we prevailed. But, yeah, death march, right.
I forgot that. You literally had to go back to your hotel room for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But
I remember the CVS pharmacy guy that wouldn't let me in.
Oh.
That's a true story. I was ready to go in and buy some Depends. I kid you not. And just take care of it that way. Find a place to change quick. Even the porta potties were locked around D.C., around the Capitol.
Due to COVID,
everything was locked.
You can't go into a...
You couldn't go anywhere.
Porta potty by yourself.
Yeah. No, yeah. You couldn't go anywhere. Nothing was open. Couldn't get an Uber. Finally got an Uber.
Anyway, maybe I'm on an island on this Fox News thing.
It's ridiculous.
Kind of tired of it. I will say this. They're doing a decent job on reporting on the border. Most other networks are not. Although, I don't know if you've noticed, Kev, there seems to be an awakening where they can't ignore it anymore.
Of course.
Title 42 is one of them. Listen to, this would be Sunday's.
We begin this morning with the crisis at the southern border. After a year of record-breaking migrant crossings, another surge is looming.
This is this week with George Stephanopoulos.
What'd you just get here?
And a
what are you new?
But listen to this. They're actually admitting this.
We begin this morning with the crisis at the southern border.
Whoa. Did you hear the word crisis there?
Crisis?
Yeah.
Well, the border's secure. Your boy Mayorkas said so.
What's the crisis here?
After a year of record-breaking migrant crossings, another surge is looming.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Unreal.
They found out.
Unbelievable.
Very glad to hear that. Speaking of Mayorkas, you know, Joe Manchin, he is kind of that truth teller of the Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would be the kind of guy that would be more often saying things that drive Democrats crazy than Republicans crazy.
Yeah, right.
He lost his title. Listen to this.
How do you get to bipartisan legislation on legal migration when you are about to face a Republican-controlled House that's vowed to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary?
Yeah, well, first of all, it's an unfair charge against Ali Mayorkas. I think the gentleman is very competent. He can do a good job. They just need to unleash him, let him do his job.
Oh!
Who hasn't unleashed him?
He's very... Yeah.
Who's holding him back?
Yeah, start talking.
Who's holding him back from getting his job done?
Not buying that at all.
Yeah. Just let him unleash him. What? He's busy taking out the trash in his house and he won't even answer questions.
Something is in the air, Kev.
Yeah, big time.
So you heard now, first from this week with George Stephanopoulos, then Face the Nation from CBS. You want a little Chuck Todd?
Oh, sure.
You want a little Chuck Todd for you today?
Yeah.
This is a public service in case you missed the Sunday shows, folks. And we're busy watching the Vikes. Listen to what NBC's Chuck Todd has to say.
Democrats, meanwhile, may have a false sense of security, acting like they won the midterms. But they did lose the House. And they did lose the popular vote.
Ooh. A member of the media.
They.
Talking the truth.
You mean we, Chuck? Come on.
He's talking about Democrats losing. Listen.
Democrats, meanwhile, may have a false sense of security, acting like they won the midterms. But they did lose the House, and they did lose the popular vote.
Yeah,
talking like he's some kind of
he's one of them.
He's an independent. He's a journalist. Yeah, he's talking like, well, those Democrats. They made, come on, man.
Speaking of come on, man.
Just say we.
Your friend Joe Biden. Interesting commentary over the weekend. Joe Biden has not been to Afghanistan as president. Joe Biden has not been to Iraq as president. Joe Biden has not been to the border as president, just to remind you. In that context, listen to this. Did you hear where he hasn't been, Kev? As president, hasn't been to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean revisiting his debacle,
yep.
Right?
No. Nope.
Nor Iraq.
No.
To buck them up. Listen to this.
And, you know, I think that there's a... I've been in and out, not as obviously combatant, but in and out of Afghanistan, Iraq, and his areas 38, 39 times. As not as president, only twice as president, but from the time I was a senator, but particularly when I was vice president.
Well, does it sound like he needs a nap? Or maybe he is napping. I can't tell.
I just don't.
He doesn't even know where he is, what he's doing.
Right. But, Kevin, he's lying.
Yeah. Well, that's nothing new.
He's not been there.
He's a liar.
Twice as president.
He's a plagiarist. He's a copycat. He's all of it.
I've been to Iraq.
He's an exaggerator. He's a talking head.
Well,
almost 50 years.
I think he's walking and napping at the same time. Listen.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think that there's a...
I think
sure?
That there's I've been in and out, not as obviously combatant, but in and out of Afghanistan, Iraq, and his areas 38, 39 times.
38, 39. I can't remember how many times. How many times as president? Because we know you haven't been there as president, but you better buck up your numbers here a little bit.
As not as president, only twice as president, but from the time I was a senator, but particularly when I was vice president.
What? Where is he pulling that from? I mean, he hasn't actually done any of that, but he said twice as president. Well, what corner of his fading mind does he pull that one out of?
When you
maybe
lie,
if I just say it.
When you lie at will,
It's in your DNA,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just spins them and puts them out there and just keeps spinning them.
Does the media catch him?
No, they could care less.
Do they fact check?
Well, some do.
We do.
You know, our friends at Newsmax do. Peter Ducey's on it. I mean, but we hear it. We know it. We know it's happening. And the biggest frustration is we can't do nothing about it. We have to sit and watch this.
Wait.
The analogy about being tied to a chair and watching a toddler play with a loaded handgun. And these are serious consequences. This Title 42 thing and the consequences from it are, it's unbelievable.
And, of course, Title 42 is a Trump-era policy. It is about health care.
It's in the U.S. Code. I found out a bit about that Friday and over the weekend. It's part of the U.S. Code. Title 42 in the U.S. Code has to do with health care, and it's been enacted, but they're going to drop it Wednesday.
Yep.
Forget about anything that might be coming over, any bugs, any
tuberculosis. You know why they're going to drop it? A, they're woke. B, it was Trump's policy.
Yep. And C, they need more people in as quickly as possible before it actually gets shut down.
$5 million a year is not enough. They got to up the number.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to increase that number. Go from, 2,000 a day to...
We'll get them voting.
Wow.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming December auctions include 280 acres of exceptional cropland in Clay County near Barnesville and Cragness, Minnesota, 295 acres of cropland in Ransom County, 320 acres of cropland in Lemoore near Dickey, North Dakota, 780 acres of cropland near Chaffee, North Dakota and Cass County, 503 acres in Botno County near Westover, and an excellent line of gravel trailers and semi for DG Trucking in Bismarck. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth.
A lot
lot of traditional Christmas music this week. Like that one, Oh Holy Night. Who's singing that?
That is the great Bing Crosby, my friend.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a different sound than White Christmas there.
A little deeper.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There's Bing.
On your knees.
Today's Bing Crosby.
Oh, God.
We have
probably
one?
Probably Buble, Josh Groban, maybe. Those true troubadours of song, you know.
Wow.
The troubadours, as they say.
It's a busy week, counting down to the Christmas holiday, and if you're running around and want to have a little sustenance and a great meal, I'd encourage you to stop by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham today in Valley City. Salisbury steak in Harwood. There's also Salisbury steak and chicken pot pie. Your choice, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. How about some Swedish meatballs? MP Avenue, Clinton, 45th and Fargo has that. Orange chicken in Euland today. Monday mean any fresh bacon, fresh baked muffin for just 99 cents. Muffin Monday, Muffin Monday. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. Telephone number is 701-271-1100. To weigh in today on what's on your mind and tell us what's on your mind, 271-1100. Toll free at 855-200-1776. Email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, or text us, 701-237-1590. Listener says, I left a message for AOC and Greta regarding our 18 inches of global warming. Haven't heard back yet. They're probably in meetings with Al Gore as we speak, being trained in
them,
the next new money laundering scheme.
Yeah.
The new Green Deal 2.0, transferring money into their bank account. Oh, they win. A lot of money in that global warming game. It's a lot more about the money, money, money than it is about anything else. Listener says, Biden has a mic implant in his left ear, being told what to say, adding to his confusion. Hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure. You're a little slow to the party with your Fox Top of the Hour news. I've texted a million times regarding dumping Fox News and Dave Anthony. Just put local news on the top of the hour. People can get agenda-driven national news anywhere. Why add to that? I'm not late to the party. I just came up again. And we'll do what the people want. We'll do the Elon Musk-like poll. You see what he did for a poll?
Yeah.
He put up a poll that said, you want me a CEO of Twitter? Yes or no? I'll abide by the results. And the poll's over, and it is 57% saying don't want you a CEO anymore. I think it's almost... it's almost Trump-like in a way.
I think it's exact. It's chess. It's theater. But it's chess. So, he's going to step down. His future is not to be the CEO of Twitter.
Right.
He's always going to be done with that as soon as he gets it set up the way he wants it.
He's got Tesla. He's got the rockets. He's got
SpaceX. He's got other things coming down the pipe that are unbelievable with energy. So, yeah, he's not planning to stay there anyway.
I also think, like Trump, he's a giant target. No matter what he does,
right?
It becomes a distraction. So if he owns it and somebody else is there, he's still got influence over it without it being CEO. Let's go to Darren. Where's Darren?
Darren's in Moorhead.
In Moorhead, okay. Hey, Darren, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Well, hi, how you doing? What's on my mind was this morning I got in and was checking the news. You heard of Not the Bee, right? The Babylon Bee.
Yep.
Yeah, the little New York Times crossword puzzle today. Have you heard about that one?
I heard about this. It has like a swastika sign or something?
Yeah, I was looking at that. That's just like, that just seems odd. I don't know.
So explain this to me.
That's what they're calling.
Explain this to me. Is it when you complete the puzzle, then there's a swastika, basically?
No, the black parts. The black parts that where there's no letters.
Oh my!
Those with the combined with the white you can see that you can clearly see it's tilted 45 degrees, but you can clearly see the swastika there. Yeah, it's
Let me ask you this. Darren. Do you think that's an accident?
No. I think any intelligent person with a mind could pretty much see that just looking at it.
Have you heard about this, Kev? This is unbelievable.
Yeah, have you seen it? It looks like if you ever look at a crossword puzzle, they always have some sort of, design to them or whatever. But, yeah, this one clearly looks like a swastika.
Hanukkah started last night, of course.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, and it's like whatever young probably editor that edits the crosswords just cut and pasted the thing and didn't even look at it.
You think so?
Oh, I'm sure. They get that from some company somewhere. They don't,
Darren and I think it's a little more intentional than that. It's the New York Times, after all.
They could pull
anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darren, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I had heard about that yet, but hadn't mentioned it, so I'm glad you called. What's on your mind? 271-1100, 271-1100. Texture says, Biden told another huge whopper this last weekend about his uncle and the Purple Heart. All right, Kev, can we dig that one up? I had the whopper of him going to Afghanistan and Iraq twice, but there's more. We'll see what we can do and find that for you. Why don't the right reporters pressure Biden and his press secretary more, like Trump was? Well, if you're saying right reporters as in conservative reporters, they have a very limited amount of access to Biden and I don't know. I know they're like Newsmax has a reporter there. But it's like 20 to 1. Liberal, traditional media jackals versus somebody that would be considered even just straight-up news. Peter Doocy's the most famous. He sits in the front row because he's one of the news networks. He's from Fox News. The others are way in the back. Never get called on. Don't do the gaggles when, like, for instance, the president leaves for a trip. Peter Doocy's been pretty good about getting questions in there. Ryan or Brian, did you say, Kev? Brian in Fargo, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, gentlemen. The Washington State political refugee here, enjoying my first Fargo winter. I wish you guys had warned me a little harder on that one. But I want to talk about the border this morning. I don't think that people understand the severity of what we're about to experience. They have had people staging at the border for several weeks, a couple of months now, preparing for this Title 42 end.
Very good point. Very good point. Listen to this. In El Paso alone, where it's already been declared an emergency, 2,500 illegal immigrants have crossed El Paso every day in the past week. 18,000 plus per day are expected when the Biden administration ends Title 42 this week. Think of that. That's why El Paso said, enough already. We're doing an emergency. Good point, Brian.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. Severe turbulence jolted a flight from Phoenix to Honolulu Sunday, seriously injuring 11 people in what a Hawaiian Airlines official called an isolated and unusual event. John Snook, the airline COO, said the airline hadn't experienced an accident of this nature in recent history. Along the U.S. southern border, Americans have no choice but to prepare for a record number of immigrants entering the USA illegally. Some conservative estimates say as many as 5,000 people a day will be released onto the streets of America. Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott on ABC News.
Whether it's COVID or some other issue, when you got people coming across the globe without knowing at all what their health status is, that almost by definition is a public health risk.
A major winter storm is brewing this week and is likely to bring a white Christmas to parts of the country and threaten the impact of travel for the holidays. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
Little bit of snow yes, out there now, as predicted. Nothing to compare to last week's snow, but very Christmas-like snow. And we've got your Christmas music right here on What's On Your Mind. From the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you today by Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. You know how it's impossible to get somebody on the phone, and not a problem at Patriot Mobile. Make it easy for you. That's a big part of this. Make the transition very easy for you to Patriot Mobile. More importantly, Patriot Mobile shares your values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, your constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, patriotmobile.com/flagfamily, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. All right, so before the break, somebody called about Joe Biden, the serial liar, getting caught in another whopper. Do you have the clip, Kev?
Yeah, apparently, well, this is him, his dad. Well, go ahead, take it, Joe. You got this.
You know, my dad, when I got elected vice president, he said, Joey, Uncle Frank fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He was not feeling very well now, not because of the Battle of the Bulge, but he said, and he won the Purple Heart, and he never received it. He never got it. Do you think you could help him get it? We'll surprise him. So he got him the Purple Heart. He had won it in the Battle of the Bulge. And I remember he came over to the house, and I came out, and he said, present it to him. Okay, we had the family there. I said, Uncle Frank, you won this, and I want the piece. He said, I don't want the damn thing. I'm serious. He said, I don't want it. I said, what's the matter, Uncle Frank? You earned it. He said, yeah, but the others died. The others died. I lived. I don't want it.
Okay, so here's a little fact check. Joe Biden was elected vice president when? 2008, along with Barack Obama.
That is correct, yep.
Biden's uncle died in 1999. So there's no evidence any of that is true, according to the fact checkers. I think the only thing that's true is that it's time for a little cognitive evaluation.
So wait a minute. He just said that his dad, you know, said get it for him. and give it to him when he was vice president.
And he went over, brought it to him, and he said people died, and you know.
Could he have maybe done that as a senator, and he just mixed up the dates?
Well, evidently none of this is true.
None of it's true? Well,
it's according to the fact checkers.
Huh.
Mark Simone tweeted, "The biggest serial liar ever elected, Joe Biden, gets caught with another ridiculous tall tale." And, you know, it doesn't matter how many gets caught in.
Yeah.
The vast majority of the media ignore this stuff.
And why wouldn't his uncle have received the Purple Heart had he won it? I mean, what would they, you know, they make a great point to making sure those recipients receive that medal.
We have a problem with the calendar.
Unless they're dead.
We have a problem with the calendar here, though.
Yeah, big time.
Because the vice presidency started in 2008 when he was elected, actually early 2009, and his uncle died in 99. So he's just telling a story about bringing a Purple Heart to his uncle who's rejecting it, and it's, none of it's true. I'm sure John Hinderacher from the Center of the American Experiment is shocked beyond belief that we have another whopper from Joe Biden. Are you shocked, John? I can't hear John.
Just make stuff up. He's one of these people where, hey, that's a good story. I'll tell it, you know, and whether it's true or not, it just doesn't really seem to penetrate his brain. And he'll tell these whoppers, and even after the people in the press or whatever have pointed out that it's not true, he doesn't care. He'll tell them over and over and over again. You know, another one he told just within the last couple of days, he's a serial offender. He's talking to a group, and he says, and he starts by saying that I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid, which, you know, against Irish people. And he's got this weird thing now where he'll be talking to a group and he'll turn his back on them. So he's got this group of people. It's not a big audience. You know, it's not a big stadium. It's just a room of people. And he turns his back on them and he's talking like to the curtain. It's so weird. And he says, I may be Irish, but I'm not stupid, as he's facing, you know, away from the audience. And then he goes on to say that he's also got a bit of Italian in him because his wife's father was Dominic Jacopa. Well, actually, that's not true. Jill Biden's father was Donald Jacobs.
You know, I got hairy legs.
Yeah.
It's like most people at least can remember their wife's maiden name, you know. But you know, he's got this, and I think to some extent you can say it's the infirmity of obviously suffering from dementia at age 80, but he's always been this way. You know, Joe Biden is a guy who has always just made stuff up. If a story sounds good to him, he'll tell it and claim it was true.
Top of my class at law school, I was an astronaut, and then I walked on the moon, went to Mars, and yeah.
You reminded me of another one when he turns his back. He did that at a White House address out on the lawn, and there were people up in the balcony. He turned his back to the crowd and looked up at the people on the balcony and said, "Don't jump." None of it makes any sense, but I part of me wants to weep. You know, this is the commander in chief for crying out loud, and you know, I don't think enough people care.
You know, Scott, it's really interesting. There's about 40% of the people in this country who say they think Joe Biden's doing a good job. I want to meet one of those people. I mean, seriously, I want to know what are you talking about? What is it he's done that you approve of? But I think what we're seeing is that if you don't have an emergency, if you don't have a Cuban missile crisis or a Iran hostage incident or something like that, the administration can go along. I mean, Joe Biden appointed basically the same people in the executive branch that any other Democrat would have appointed. A lot of them are holdovers from the Obama administration, right? They recycle these people all the time. And some of his appointments have been completely bizarre, like the guy that keeps stealing women's clothes at airports. First caught in the Twin Cities that you probably read about. We can come back to that. That's a wonderful story. But for the most part, the people running Biden's administration are, you know, the same people that would be running it if some other Democrat got elected or were running it when Obama got elected. And as long as there's no emergency or crisis, things just kind of go along.
Yeah, it really is. It's sad. Well, speaking of a crisis, we've got a crisis at the border. That should be on the minds of every American individual. You look at just some of the reporting from down there. It's unbelievable. Here's something I mentioned a moment ago for our audience, that in El Paso, where they've now declared an emergency, the reason they declared an emergency is because there's Title 42 ending next week, not because there's been 2,500 illegal immigrants crossing into El Paso every day in the last week, but because it's going to become 18,000 per day when Title 42 ends. That's one city, John, El Paso, Texas.
You know, this is obviously an emergency, Scott, and it's a disaster. It's a catastrophe. Nobody knows how many illegal aliens have entered the country during the Biden administration, but I take it that number is in the millions, you know. And where have they gone? Nobody knows. They disappear, and they work illegally, and they undercut the wages of American citizens, and they also often are taken advantage of. And here's what I don't understand, Scott. Maybe you can explain this. We just had an election. And in my opinion, anyone running for the House or the Senate who hasn't been jumping up and down and doing everything he can do to stop this, you know, the border has just been destroyed. We don't have a border anymore at the southern border. And I would have thought that any House member or senator who wasn't doing everything possible to call out the Biden administration, to pass any necessary legislation, to do something to close that border, would never be reelected. You know, that anyone in that category should have just been voted out of office. And yet, almost all the incumbents got reelected. Every single senator who was up for reelection won. And a few House seats changed hands, as we know, so that the Republicans have now got a very slim margin of control. But generally speaking, across the country, voters acted as if they were real happy with the situation we're in. And incumbents winning almost across the board. And I don't get it.
I can't explain that one for you either. I don't get it. At all. You have Karine Jean-Pierre for...
Oh, yeah, they're prepared. They're ready.
Over the last 72 hours, they've moved thousands of individuals out of the city. They're doubling down on the anti-smuggling operations that the president launched months ago.
Really?
They're also working with our international partners to discourage disorderly mass movements across the border. Title 42 or not, every individual encountered at the border is screened and processed by Border Patrol agents before they are placed in removal proceedings. And like I've said a couple times already, you know, Department of Health, Homeland Security has been on top of this. We are prepared. We are ready to do this.
We're prepared.
They're screening.
We're ready to do
and
this.
And then removal. What removal? Someone's getting removed.
She also said Biden's doing a great job.
Yeah.
She said Biden's doing a great job
to do this.
Border.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's completely delusional. And by the way, there's a fundamental difference between, quote, being placed in removal proceedings and being removed. You know?
Right. Bingo.
The basic thing that happens is that people get processed. And, well, at some point you're supposed to. They're all seeking asylum. They've all figured this out, right? If you say, I'm seeking asylum, well, then you can't be kicked out. You won't be kicked out. And you'll likely be put on an airplane and flown to, you know, North Dakota or Minnesota or some such place. And they say, well, at some point you got to show up for a hearing. Well, of course, they never show up for a hearing. They just disappear into the heartland of America. And the idea that there's anything adequate or satisfactory about what this administration is doing with regard to illegal immigration is fantasy.
And you know what's amazing to me, John, is that this government has no idea the difference between a refugee and a migrant. Okay, you cannot claim asylum if you haven't been forced from your home.
Well, yes, you can. Under a Biden administration.
Yeah, you can.
Whatever you want. There are no
rules. Hey, I don't like where I live. I need a better deal. Yeah, you got asylum. Come on in.
There are no rules.
There's a lot of places in the world, including places in Central America, which is where we're seeing the largest number, although actually people from, I think, over 100 countries have now been identified,
yep,
just walking across the southern border. But I think the largest numbers over the last, you know, few years have been coming from Central America. But there's a lot of places in the world where the average income is nowhere near what we pay in welfare benefits in the United States.
Think about that. More with John Hinderocker after a short timeout.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pugwash Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pugwash Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Back in the PetraServe USA, Freedom Matters USA studios. I'm Scott Hinton on What's On Your Mind, along with Kevin Flynn. 11 before the top of the hour, our guest, John Hinderrocker from the Center of the American Experiment. Just had some breaking news out of the Wall Street Journal, and you're the attorney here, so you can tell me what this means, John. The White House is racing to combine new asylum policies with Trump-era limits as the expiration of Title 42 looms. People familiar with the matter say. What the heck does that mean?
I have no idea. I don't know, Scott. We'll have to see what the, you know, what the details are. You know, frankly, it's not all that difficult to figure out. Why are millions of illegal aliens swarming toward the southern border? Because everybody knows you can just walk across. And you know, the claim that, oh, everybody that walks across is intercepted is absurd. It's ridiculous. Many, I assume probably most of those who walk across never encounter a border agent, never encounter law enforcement. They just walk across. But, you know, Donald Trump had the right idea here. Make it so you can't just walk across the border. Put the wall up, and there are stations where you're supposed to go if you are trying to emigrate. You know, it's not that we don't have a system. We do have a system. We just aren't following it.
Not according to Joe Biden's website, we don't. The system is broken. It's racist. And if you read this, and I would encourage anybody to go to joebiden.com/immigration and read about this nonsense.
They must have forgot about the tab from the campaign.
Listen,
ooh, what's that still?
The whole thing is literally verbatim. Take urgent action to undo Trump's damage and reclaim America's values. The next president will need to take urgent action to end the Trump administration's draconian policies grounded in fear and racism. And it goes on. Every point is to just undo what Trump did.
Right, and the draconian policy was to follow our law.
Yeah, imagine that.
Immigration laws. Wow. You know, we don't need new laws. We need to follow the laws that we've already got.
A few minutes left here on the program. I want to cover a couple of other things as well. Today is the final day of the January 6th commission. The Liz Cheney and I forget who else is... It's basically Nancy Pelosi's fantasy committee, the select committee, and they have made a cottage industry out of it. Their final hearing will be today, John, and reports are that there'll be criminal referrals for Trump, or they'll be asking the DOJ for a criminal referral for Trump. You think this dies today, or you think this lives on?
Well, first of all, Scott, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but it is very common for congressional committees to do criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. Happens all the time. And the large majority of the time, there is no criminal prosecution. So if there is a huge headline, you know, January 6th committee refers Trump for prosecution, that is actually rather routine. It's not a huge news story. But I think it's going to be turned into a huge news story. I think that the January 6th committee will indeed come up with some bogus criminal charge against Trump. Apparently, it's illegal to tell people to go and demonstrate peacefully and lawfully at the Capitol. Apparently, that's a crime now. But they're going to come up with something. I think they will do that referral. I don't know who's going to vote against it on that committee. And I think that the liberal press will try to make a big deal out of it.
Yeah, talk about a one-sided debacle. The whole thing has been, you know, you don't do criminal proceedings that way. You don't have one side represented. It's unbelievable, but hopefully we'll be done with it soon. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Tim Walz, and evidently Walz checks are coming back. He is now fighting against removing the Social Security state tax despite all the money that they have. What's the latest with Governor Walz?
Well, Minnesota is looking at about a $17.6 billion projected surplus. That it's important to understand that about $6 billion of that is structural. That is, our taxes are simply too high, even for the extraordinary levels of spending that we have in Minnesota. And the other $11.6 billion or something like that is a one-time surplus that's basically a reflection of inflation. It's those trillions of dollars that the federal government printed during the COVID epidemic. A certain amount of it has sloshed its way into the coffers, or is going to slosh its way into the coffers of the Minnesota state government. And what Tim Walz and the Democrats have in mind is to send out little tiny checks that cover a very small percentage of that $17.6 billion and spend the rest. And if you spend more than the $6 billion, what they should do is give the $11 billion back in a one-time rebate and have permanent tax cuts to cover the $6 billion. That's what they should do. But if they spend, say, $12-14 billion of that money, it's in the budget. They're going to, quote, fully fund education, right? Well, in 2 years, when the next budget session comes around, that money is in the budget. And they're going to say, oh, we need higher taxes. Because this is, you know, $11 billion of it is a one-time event caused by the federal government inflationary money printing during COVID.
Right.
So it's a real problem, Scott, and we really are trying hard here to hold the line.
Yeah, great point. Something we better watch very closely there, because you're absolutely right. Then it'll be, well, find the money. We've got to put that money in there. We've got to find this. And if you don't, it'll be like, oh, you're cutting school lunch. Republicans is cutting school lunch, and all the games will start of how horrible and awful Republicans are for saying, well, wait a minute, that money's not there anymore. Good stuff. John Hinderacher, Center of the American Experiment. Find out more at AmericanExperiment.org. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Scott. Have a great day.
You heard the news that Twitter censored conservatives big time. They also suppressed information about Hunter Biden's laptop. Now Eric Bolling is on Newsmax, exposing Twitter's war on President Trump. Tune in tonight to watch Eric Bolling, The Balance, for news you need to know. And make sure you vote in Newsmax urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. Let your voice be heard. I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. And remember, vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text ZONE to 39747. That's ZONE to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax. I did. You'll love it.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.